This is Lindley Oz, and I have Joni Stahl with me tonight, and she is on A Minute Till Midnight, and we're going to give out that website address so you can go check her out. And she has had some really, really powerful experiences, especially when she was working in a club where a lot of very important people would go to. And in fact, she had an experience with a, what was it, Joni, what was his title so I don't get it wrong?
Secret Service agent.
Yeah, he was a Secret Service agent to President Obama, and he shared some information with her. Now, we can't give out his name to anybody publicly, but he shared some information with her, and what he said, I actually played a clip of it on a previous video, but she's going to tell you a little bit more than what I was able to share in my previous video, as well as some really demonic, satanic experiences at this club that she worked at and things that she saw. So Joni, go ahead and share with the listeners this whole experience you had with this Secret Service agent to President Obama.
Yeah, sure, I'll be happy to share. You know, this, you know, just to say, this club, when I started working at it, when I got the job, I went for the job, you know, just to give you a little bit of background. It was a concierge position, and you know, it was a beautiful building. I went inside. It was looked like something inside the White House, which was kind of interesting because it's in Newport Beach, like far away. We're on the West Coast. And I was hired on the spot. And when I walked out, I noticed this big gold crest, and I was like, oh man, I thought, this is a high ranking elitist Masonic club. Because I've studied Masonry for well over 10 years, and I'm pretty, you know, very familiar with it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I needed the money. And anyways, I won't go through all the details of that. But anyways, so I would see, you know, congressmen go through there, White House staff go through there, and it was all the time. It was pretty much weekly. There was always senators, and they were all members. So they weren't just visiting there, but they were members. And so it's a stronghold, it's a Republican stronghold club. And so we got everybody, all the Republican, you know, people were coming in there. So one night, Boehner was in there, and because that's their favorite place to meet, because they have private event rooms. And typically when Secret Service agents come in, they are friendly, but they don't really want to talk to you. They're very surfacey. And so the more prominent a person is, you know, a more distinguished person in the political arena, they vet you. They do a background check on you repetitively. They want to make sure who you are. They want to know everything about you. So one night this guy comes in, and typically all Secret Service agents remain at the front desk, because every time the phone rings, any kind of movement at that front desk, they stand up, they want to look at what I'm doing. So I'm pretty used to that, but basically they don't talk. So one night this guy comes in with Boehner. Boehner's in the private room, so he comes out, he's standing at the desk, he starts talking to me. And I thought, okay, well, he's just probably a little friendlier than the last, you know, people that have been Secret Service agents talking to me. And so I kind of was like nervous, because I thought, well, what's really happening here? Because they don't really talk. And so he just started asking me, So, who do you think is going to be our next president? And I was like kind of scared to answer, because I thought, okay, like, I don't know who you are or why you're asking me this, and I don't trust you. You know, I'm thinking this in my mind, but I thought, I'm gonna answer. So I said, well, I think, you know, it looks like perhaps Trump might be it. He says, you're absolutely right. Trump is going to be the next president. And I said, oh, really? He said, oh, absolutely. And I go, really? And he said, yes. He said, in fact, he was chosen 2 years ago to be the president. We all know it. And I said, you all know it? And he said, yeah, we all know it. And I was thinking in my mind, who's we? You know, I'm thinking, okay, it's his colleagues, you know, people around him. But he said, we all know it. Then he said, I go, okay, then let me ask you another question. Because I thought, hey, if he's going to start telling me stuff, I'm going to open up. He can shove me down anytime, but I got to ask. So I said, okay, let me ask you a question. He said, yeah, go ahead. I said, okay, what about this jade helm thing? You know, this jade helm? He goes, well, what do you think it is? I said, oh, well, I mean, us lowly Americans think it's some kind of military, civil disobedience, civil unrest thing for martial law. He said, that is exactly what it is. And I go, really? He said, absolutely. I said, so there is going to be martial law. He said, there's absolutely going to be martial law. And I go, really? And I go, when? He said, after Trump gets elected. He said, and the reason why is because there's going to be, because of his mass immigration sweep, he said it's going to cause such massive civil unrest, but only it's going to begin in the big cities. We already know this. We're prepared for it. And I go, okay, because I'm thinking, what, you know, you're talking martial law. Are you talking coast to coast? He goes, no. He goes, the martial law will begin in the bigger cities. He said, so it's going to happen. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, I go, what about an economic collapse? And he said, there's not going to be an economic collapse. I go, there isn't. He goes, no, there's going to be an economic catastrophe. Are you ready? And I said, well, I'm as ready as I can be. He goes, you better have at least 3 months of food stored. And I said, oh, I see. I go, what about you? And he said, well, he didn't answer. He didn't answer. And so I said, okay. And he goes, look, all I know is this. He goes, I work with President Obama. He goes, I work with him all the time. I'm around him all the time. He said, I'm telling you, I know. He said, and because I know, he said, as soon as Obama's term is up, he said, I'm transferring, I'm leaving the country, I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to Belgium. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah. And then he did say some interesting things. He did say this. And I didn't, this is the first time I'm actually saying this. Like, I didn't say it on A Minute to Midnight. And I didn't say it on True News either, but I'm going to say it here. And he said, you do know Obama's gay. And I said, well, you know, so we've all heard it, you know, because I'm trying to just kind of keep it, you know, of course, I didn't want to like ruin it by going, of course, we all have heard this, but I just kept it cool, you know. And I said, well, I mean, there's things that are out there that suggest that. He goes, no, he's totally gay. He said, and Michelle is not a woman. He goes, Michelle is a man. He goes, we all know it. He said, I should know. I told you, I work around Obama every day. And he was serious. Like, look, I don't know the guy. Like, I'm looking at him. Everything I'm saying isn't to convince anybody. I'm only relaying what I heard. And my experience, because I'm looking at his face, like I'm trying to read him, right? Like, are you for real? Like, and he was serious. He goes, Michelle is a man. We all know it. He goes, and those aren't even his kids. He goes, they adopted those kids. That's when I just kind of said nothing. And I go, oh, I go, well, I mean, it is out there. And he said, well, it's true. And I said, really? And he goes, yep, it's, because I told you it's true. He
Man,
goes,
Obama must have peed on his Cheerios that day or something for him to share all that, you know.
and then of course he told me, he goes, oh, and one last thing. He goes, get ready for Iran to bomb the hell out of Israel because they're going to do it. And I said, oh, like that. And then all of a sudden, seriously, Lynn, he got this darkness came over his eyes. Let me tell you something. I've been around a long time. I've been in the deliverance ministry for many years. Even if I wasn't in the deliverance ministry, the only reason why I say that's not to pat myself on the back or be anything, but I know what I see. And this blackness came over his eyes. And it was like this spirit, this evil spirit, this dark spirit flashed itself. It came up and I could see it. And it was so dark. And I really felt afraid. I mean, it was like that. It was a spiritual, like I looked at that thing. And all of a sudden, he just changed his complete countenance, went dark. He became like he was glaring at me. Then he turned. And he had to leave because Boehner was leaving. So with that being said, I did think on the way home, like, of all the Secret Service people that I've been around, like, they don't talk to me. They say, hello, how are you? My name is so-and-so. That's it. That is it. And I'm thinking, why did this man tell me all these things? I have no idea. I don't know what it means. Why he did. I was thinking, well, I don't know. Was it because when they were checking me out, quote unquote, but like they know what I do? They look at the things I look at. I mean, you know, it's not hidden. And I'm thinking, I don't know why. Maybe he wanted me to know that for some reason. Maybe God wanted me to know.
And I feel extra special because this exclusive content you shared that you didn't share with True News or A Minute Till Midnight or the gentleman who runs the Z3 News, you were on his show too. You know, I feel honored that my listeners at least get confirmation, if they didn't know already, that Obama is gay and Michelle is a man, you know?
Yeah, he was serious when he said it. You know what I mean? Okay, you know what? You know what it's like, Lynn. You know when somebody's telling you something unbelievable, you're really studying the person. You know what I mean? Because you're intelligent, so you're listening. But at the same time, you know when Jesus says, "As I hear, I speak," right? Because he's looking at you. So I'm looking at this person while he's giving me this information. Yet inwardly, I'm studying him because I was thinking, who are you?
Because you're shocked.
And why are you?
You know, you're literally stunned that he's sharing this. Well, what do you think about all this?